The race to replace Cedric Richmond in Louisiana's 2nd Congressional District is finally set, with 15 candidates qualifying, most of them from New Orleans. But as Paul Braun reports, Baton Rouge activist Gary Chambers, who is best known for his fiery criticism of local elected officials, is mounting his own congressional bid.
Gary Chambers doesn't fit the mold of a traditional congressional candidate. He's never held elected office, and he's running against two well-established Democratic state senators, Troy Carter and Karen Carter Peterson of New Orleans. But don't discount the Baton Rouge area activists, even if the geography of this gerrymandered district certainly favors politicians from the Big Easy. You see, Chambers knows how to go viral. A clip of him interacting with an East Baton Rouge school board member over the renaming of Lee Magnet High School racked up millions of views and brought in heaps of national attention. He played that clip in his campaign kickoff video.
Most of you know me from this video with Connie. So I had intended to get up here and talk about how racist Robert E. Lee was, but I'm going to talk about you, Connie. Sitting over there shopping while we talking about Robert E. Lee. But I'm going to talk about Louisiana today.
For Chambers, the viral moment embodies everything that he stands for as a candidate to Congress, an alternative to the status quo.
We can't be satisfied with being dead last, and we can't elect career politicians if we want change to happen. If you vote the way you've always voted, you'll get what you always got, and we'll end up where we've always been, at the bottom of the map.
Chambers has spent years in Baton Rouge, working to force change from outside the political system. It's in stark contrast to the frontrunners in this race, Troy Carter and Karen Carter Peterson. Carter has the endorsement of Representative Cedric Richmond, who remains wildly popular in the district. Peterson, who until recently chaired the state Democratic Party, has the backing of Emily's List and Stacey Abrams. The architect of Georgia's shift to the left is a longtime friend of Peterson's. By comparison, Chambers' highest profile endorsement is from self-help guru and fringe presidential candidate Marianne Williamson. And Chambers faces another formidable opponent, the geographic boundaries of this district. Jeremy Alford of the online publication La Politics notes that only 11% of District 2's voters reside in East Baton Rouge Parish.
Just the way that this district is drawn, it is most certainly anchored by New Orleans, and it favors a New Orleans-based candidate. It doesn't pick up enough of Baton Rouge to really make this competitive for someone from the region.
Back in 2016, Cedric Richmond faced sitting Baton Rouge Mayor President Kip Holden. Richmond won the race in a landslide and even pulled 75% of the vote in East Baton Rouge Parish. John Cuvion of JMC Analytics says even the timing of the March 20th general election plays to Carter and Peterson's advantage.
The types of voters who are likely to show up in a low turnout election are going to be much more the political insiders and the chronic voters. I see that as benefiting one of the more predictable candidates who has an established base of support.
Chambers is courting a different kind of voter. He's aligned himself with the progressive wing of the Democratic Party. He supports Medicare for All, the Green New Deal, and recently retweeted a meme of himself photoshopped next to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Bernie Sanders in his inauguration best. But the young progressive voters that support AOC and Sanders haven't ever been meaningfully harnessed in Louisiana politics. And those that do turn out this spring could very well latch onto the policy proposals of one of the frontrunners. So what's the path forward for Chambers? Alford says the upstart needs what every modern candidate for Congress needs to win. Money.
It is a huge district. You have to buy into not only the New Orleans media market, but also the Baton Rouge media market to be able to run successfully, and that is not cheap.
For his part, Chambers touted early fundraising numbers this week that show he's raised more than $250,000 so far, mostly from small-dollar donations. Not bad for an upstart candidate, though another viral moment might push that number even higher. In Baton Rouge, I'm Paul Braun.